The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Friday, news listeners. Welcome to today's edition of The News Show. It is the 30th of August. Where did this month go? I mean, can you believe it? Next time we do a show is going to be a new month. Ah, who cares? It's Friday. Yes, 30th of August, 2019. All the best technology news has been happening. We've got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. It has been announced. The next Apple event, of course, will be iPhone, will be coming September 10th. Yes, we've got those little invites that came out. Well, we didn't get one personally. We just seen them. Yes, by looking at the invites, they say by innovation only. Ha ha ha. And we've got what looks to be a throwback to the 80s Apple logo. Well, kind of. Of course, we can read a lot into these invite thingies. Some people are saying that this new multicolor logo, maybe it's going to be the new Apple logo. Doubtful, but you never know. I'm leaning towards more of these are all the colors the iPhone 11's gonna come in. Meaning I'm seeing green, blue, yellow, red, and purple. Well, what we do know now is the event will take place at the company's Apple Park headquarters in Cupertino, and I'm sure we'll be seeing Tim Cook in the flesh. And of course also in the flesh, new iPhone models. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a given. We also might be seeing a 16-inch MacBook Pro and possibly updating its existing non-touch bar 13-inch model. Maybe that'll be there, and one more thing. You never know. Oh, Plex, the little app that can. No, it isn't could anymore. Plex is very much in the streaming game now, particularly now that they've teamed up with Warner Brothers TV. Yes, that's right. Plex has announced they will begin to offer ad-supported video streaming. This will include movies and TV shows from Warner Brothers. This is just on top of all the actual partnerships that Plex has been kind of getting buddy-buddy with. Remember, they have a Tidal, yes, the music streaming service partnership. Not to mention, you got the Plex subscription, where you can get a whole bunch of extra features that you don't normally see in the free Plex. Now, I know this is starting sound like an ad, but really, Plex has a lot going on over there. Now, the downside of this, Plex hasn't really said how many movies or TV shows they're going to be getting. Would be kind of disappointing if you turned on there and said, oh boy, I've got 10 movies and 5 shows. But if all goes well, Plex is saying that they will be adding a lot more content. Again, it all depends on just how much those ads are going to be effective for them. Samsung has announced its Galaxy Home Mini. No, not the biggie, the mini. Now, yes, this has been a bit quiet coming from Samsung. It's just like, oh, really? Okay. This is their new Bixby-powered smart speaker. And basically, what they did is they ripped off Google, but just changed the first name of the product. Yep, instead of Google, it's Galaxy. Now, everybody thought we'd be seeing the big one first. Apparently, Samsung's doing this a little bit in reverse. Samsung says the new speaker can control LOT devices. It also integrates, of course, with Samsung's SmartThings platform. Well, that's a duh. And will also use sound technology provided by Samsung's AKG audio brand. Now, as far as when we'll be seeing its big brother, it's still kind of up in the air. The latest we're hearing is the third quarter of this year. Yeah, we're kind of sitting there now, aren't we? Any bets they're just testing out the Mini to see how well it goes? You know, less cost to manufacture? You never know. And finally, hey, this is for all of our BlackBerry lovers out there. There's still some of you, right? Hi, way over there. Yeah, we see you, all three of you. Well, if you can hear us, this phone's for you. You miss that tactile keyboard? You need that feedback? Oh, by golly, this phone's for you. Get ready for the UniHertz. Ever heard of it? Nah, probably not. Well, it's a small Chinese company. Where else would these things be made? I mean, am I right? And what they've done is they basically took a BlackBerry Passport, some Android software, and shoved them together. Yes, that's right. It's basically a new BlackBerry Passport running Android 9.0. Now, the UniHertz Titan, yeah, that's the full name, by the way, doesn't completely have that BlackBerry design. I mean, they'd probably get sued for that. Then again, maybe they wouldn't. BlackBerry doesn't have that much money nowadays. But yeah, never mind. What you're going to get with the thing is a 4.6-inch screen, and most importantly, that real keyboard. You're also going to get USB-C wireless charging on the thing, and guess what? You get something on here you don't get on an iPhone. A headphone jack, yeah. Plus, you get a gigantic 6,000 milliamp hour battery to run all this crap. Now, for those three people that we see over there, hi, if you want to know the price, well, it's $259 right now on Kickstarter. Yeah, it's a Kickstarter thing. However, though, when the thing hits primetime, UniHertz is saying the Titan will be $359 at its main primetime launch. So you better act right now while supplies last. What am I saying? There's going to be plenty of supplies. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is our website. You can get our podcast over there. You can check out our blog review section. So much over there at the BTN Network official website. Give us a like on Facebook, too, British Tech Network. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And you can join our BTN community at our Slack room. Simple to do, and it's a lot of fun. We'd love for you to be there. Come join us now, BritishTech.slack.com. The news show headed into the weekend. However, though, we will be back on Monday, of course, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday and an even better weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.